Turns out it's not easy to take hockey to the desert. On the ice, the Phoenix Coyotes are pretty good. They've got the best record in their division of the National Hockey League. Off the ice, the team is a mess. The Coyotes are in bankruptcy court with their ownership and maybe even their future in Arizona in doubt. NPR's Ted Robbins explains. When the Jets
moved to Phoenix, their home opener was a sellout. Granted, the team lowered ticket prices to fill the seats, but fan Chris Appling, who snagged one of the $15 tickets, says the gesture came at an important time.
If you have fans, the team will not leave. If you have nobody sitting in the seats, the fans here are the most important thing for this team instead.
Low attendance, coupled with high costs, have made the Phoenix Coyotes a financial disaster. The team lost $79 million over the last 2 years. In May, things went from bad to worse. The team, owned by Phoenix trucking tycoon Jerry Moyes, filed for bankruptcy. On the same day, Canadian tech tycoon Jim Balsillie offered to buy the team. Balsillie is co-CEO of the company that makes the BlackBerry. But the offer was contingent on a move to a more traditional hockey locale. The Hamilton, Ontario BlackBerries? Not if the Phoenix suburb of Glendale had anything to say about it. Glendale built a $180 million arena, and having seen sports teams in other cities leave for greener pastures, tacked on a $550 million penalty if the team moved before its 30-year lease was up. Pepperdine University professor Dean Boehm is an expert on sports financing. He says bankruptcy was a power play by Moyes to sell the team to Balsillie.
The bankruptcy was a way of circumventing the contractual obligations that the team had to Glendale and maybe even to the NHL.
It worried professional sports so much that the NFL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball joined with the NHL in court to oppose the sale to Balsillie. Last month, Judge Redfield Baum rejected Balsillie's bid. NHL Vice President Frank Brown called the decision precedent-setting.
It affirmed the essential right of not only our sports league, but any major professional sports league to determine the complement of ownership and the location of the franchises.
There's no guarantee that a court-approved buyer won't move the team, but a number of current potential buyers say they won't. One of the leading contenders is another Canadian company called Ice Edge. Ice Edge executive Daryl Jones thinks the Coyotes can make money in Phoenix.
4.5 million people. Yeah, it doesn't take too many hockey fans of that 4.5 million to make the team succeed.
Standing in the crowded arena on opening night, the NHL's Frank Brown says now at least there's the opportunity to try.
That noise. Compare that to the silence that would have happened if the court hadn't ruled the way it did.
The NHL hopes a new owner for the team is approved soon, an owner who can concentrate on creating a solvent Phoenix Coyotes team and a winning one. Ted Robbins, NPR News.